Hello, sopranos and tenors. This is a rehearsal recording for Or Zarua. At the beginning, there's a short piano introduction, and most of the first and second pages are sung by the cantor. It's a solo. So she sings all the way to letter B, which is on the bottom of page 114. And of the two parts, you're singing the part marked with a Roman numeral 1. So the upper line is sopranos and tenors. And that goes through page 115 and 116, and then your part is over. Lisa finishes with a coda, or sort of a new part of the piece. Okay, now make sure your cutoffs are accurate. The consonants have to come on the rest. So I'll do it rhythmically first. This is letter B. So 2, 3, 4. Or Zarua Klat Sadi Ik. So the K is on the rest. Deek. Okay. On the next Klat Sadiq, it's a little quicker. It's only a half note, not a dotted half note. So from the top of page 115, it would be Or Zarua Klat Sadi. Okay, it will be smoother than that, but that's just to let you know how important the consonant is on the rest. So, le, e, v, same thing, and then it repeats itself. This shouldn't be too much of a challenge. I'm going to play it from the beginning. The beginning is just Lisa. Bottom of page 114. 114 is a little hard to see. I think it got cut off. But it's 114 at the bottom, measure 20, letter B. Starts with the altos and basses, and then you follow a measure later. So here we go. Altos and basses. Now you. Thank you. Now, I've exaggerated all those consonantal cutoffs, the la sadik and the lev. You don't want to overdo it like that. It was simply that I wanted to make sure that we're all together. And the only way we can be together is if we planned it right. Okay, I hope this helps.